talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P. Lady Boss, before we get into today's episode, we need to tell you about the new boots that we are loving. It's the new women-specific boots from Puma's Brilliance Pack. These boots are engineered and measured for a woman's foot with details like volume and instep height engineered for a woman's foot. When I wear the Ultras, I have better support and first touch, more control on the ball, and I'm able to run faster. Plus, they are so comfortable. Get yours today at Dick's Sporting Goods. Oh, and we are giving away 30 pairs of women's Ultra and Futures. Click the link in the description of this podcast to enter our giveaway contest. And hurry, because it ends on April 9th. Good luck. Hi, Mary.
Hi, everyone.
How's everything going?
Really good. I mean, yeah. It's nice. Club's going good. Team's doing well in the league. So as good as it can be, really.
Good. Awesome. Well, we'll just dive right in. We would love to know about your soccer journey. If you could tell us about when you knew you wanted to go pro, how early you started playing, anything like that.
Well, so I'm from Cairns. I grew up in Cairns. And my first memory of football was playing on the beach with my family. I come from a bit of a big family. So I have five kids in the family. And all of the kids in my family play football. So my older brother was like the lead in that. And he's kind of the one that got me into football. And I think because, you know, I ended up becoming his training buddy. So he probably had fun bringing us all into it. But I don't think I really knew I wanted to be pro until I was maybe 15. I think I never really thought of that as a career path. I think I just enjoyed doing it after school and it was a fun sport. And I didn't even really know about national team football until I was 15. So once I started to see that there were those pathways, then that's when I realized it would be nice to do this on a day-to-day basis.
Did you have any role models when you were younger that were like women in like professional football space, or was that really not a thing at the time?
For me, the only woman footballer I really knew about was Martha. And she was someone that I used to watch a lot on YouTube. I really liked how she played. And I guess at the time she was just the most well-known footballer for me. So that's why I'd heard of her. But I never really watched women's football. I watched a lot of men's football, and I guess with my older brother being really into football as well, it was just most of the influence was from the men's game. Martha was really the only woman footballer that I watched, but she was a really big inspiration for me.
Was it something that she did on the field, or was it also off the field that you really saw her, you know, as someone you wanted to maybe, you know, be someday?
Mostly on the field. Said I watched her on YouTube a lot and I really liked how she played. Like, she was a very attacking player, and when I watched her play, she was just very different and very entertaining to watch. And for me, I always felt like if I was going to play pro and people were going to come watch, then I wanted to be able to entertain them the way that she had entertained me. It was very much her game style and the attitude towards, you know, being brave and taking risks and being able to pull off those risks really, really well, that drew me to her a lot.
I have to ask, who would win one-on-one right now, you or your brother?
My brother. 100%, yeah. I learned most of what I know from him, so he's kind of been my coach all the way. He doesn't play anymore, but him and my father have been like the coaches of the family. So we have this bet that I have to beat him in a juggling contest. We play a game called Donkey. So just whoever stuffs up gets a letter in two touch. And I haven't beat him 3 times in a row yet. So we have a bet that if I don't beat him by the end of my career in that, then I have to get a donkey tattoo.
Oh my God.
I was not expecting
that. I think I'd rather get a donkey than donkey tattoo. I love that. That's amazing.
Wow. I would be happy to get a donkey. So
joke's on you.
Yeah.
I'm curious, did growing up and playing with your brother, do you think that like gave you a different level of physicality? Because like me and my brother would absolutely just beat each other up, even in non-contact sports playing as kids. So did you guys like play rough against each other when you were training?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because everyone in the family played, like, it was very competitive, like, not just in football, but we played so many different sports and games together. So I think that really got the fighting spirit, like, wanting to win and stuff, and, you know, beating each other up. But for me, like, growing up, I played in boys. I was like 13, 14, so I kind of, like, I'm comfortable playing with boys, and I think that really helps with your development as a girl growing up, because boys are often a lot more physical and fast at that age than we are. So I think that's really helped me in my development.
Definitely. And you also played with your sister, right? You started off your professional debut with your sister. Can you talk a little bit about that too?
Yeah, my older sister and I, we played together in the same team for years, like since I first started playing. And so we signed our first pro contract together in Australia, which was quite cool. Both making our professional debut together, and we also played on the 20s national team together. So yeah, it was pretty special, and it was nice to be able to continue that journey from a young age, to be able to make those memories together. So yeah, she just plays locally now, which is nice, and I'm here, but it's really nice to be able to look back and have made those memories together at that level.
How was that growing up and then playing together? Are you two very competitive with each other, or like are you just very supportive of one another? Because I know the Mewis sisters, Christy and Sammy, they would say that they would be so competitive together their whole lives.
You know, I think because we both play different positions, it was more of a pushing each other kind of spirit, because she was more of a defensive midfielder at the time and I was a striker. And so because we were in the same team, it would often just be her booting it long and me running onto it. So I don't think we ever really, like, got mad at each other in a sense, or, like, wanting to be better than the other. I think it was just mad because you didn't score off that ball, you didn't put that long ball in when I made the run. But it was always fun with her. And I think, like, in trainings and stuff, because my whole family did it, it was more, you're just competitive with one another in that sense.
It sounds like you had such a great support system, and that's so awesome that they all actually knew about soccer. It was great for my parents to support me, but they didn't know what they were talking about. So that's really nice that you had that growing up. I'd love to know what advice now that, like, looking back, what advice would you have for younger athletes who want to play professionally, or even a younger version of yourself?
I think doing extra work is important, but I think finding out what your weaknesses is a big thing. I think people can get really can get a lot of attention early, which is something that I have had before, where you get a lot of good feedback, or you're like, you're really good at this, and oh, you're the next this and next that. But I think to stay focused on trying to improve the little things in your game that can be tweaked, but like don't get too focused on the negative, but be constructive about how you play. I think that's something that I could have been more, if I had a bit more of that advice, where it was like, you know, you're doing things well, but you've got these little things that if you fixed, you'd be even better. But I think sometimes you can get too caught up on the really good things where you don't improve enough, or you focus too much on the negative things that you don't even see the good things that you're doing. So I think it's trying to have that balance and that support system around you where you can get feedback that you can actually put into practice.
I love that. Do you ever get down on yourself now? Like when you like negatively, do you get negative with yourself? Are you mental? And then like, how do you get through that as a professional athlete?
For sure. I think it's very easy to focus on the negative sides of things, especially after a game. Like you could do 10 good things and one bad thing, and the bad thing is what you focus on. So I think for me, what I've learned to do is just watch video back as soon as I can of the mistake that I've made, so that I can't exaggerate my mistake even more, because sometimes it wasn't as bad as you think. And even if it was a bad mistake, just being able to see what the solution is so that next time you can do something different. But it is definitely very easy to just focus on the bad things instead of the good. So I think recognizing that is important.
I actually love that, because a lot of the times we spend all this energy focusing on the bad thing that happened, which is fine if you want to grow from it, but then you actually have to do the thing that's going to let you grow from it. So you can, you know, waste your energy focusing on the bad thing and get nothing done, or you can use your energy focusing on the bad thing, but in a productive way, like you're saying, like to literally watch it and see what could have prevented it or what you can do next time. I love that, because it's unrealistic to say like, oh, I'm going to make a mistake and then let me just forget about it. I'll just put it out of my mind. Like, no one's doing that. It's very hard to do that, but to actually take the time, spend the time thinking about the mess up and actually be productive from it is a huge, huge thing. I love that.
Exactly. Well, I think it's so easy to be embarrassed. Like, you're embarrassed that you made the mistake, so you almost want to hide from it. And yeah, that's often how I would feel. I'm just like, oh, I don't even want to see what I did wrong because I know it was so bad. But I think once you can get over that, then you can actually grow from that mistake.
It does. It's always painful to watch it over again, but sometimes you have to do that. I love it. Are there any obstacles in your career, or maybe what has been the biggest obstacle so far that you faced that maybe overcoming it has given you like a faith in yourself and a resilience, a sense of resilience?
I mean, I think not playing a lot in any team that you're at, I think that can be hard at times to deal with. But I think for me, it's, you know, it's taking every training one step at a time and wanting to improve yourself, because for me, being able to change that perspective where like football, I'm doing it now, but it's part of a bigger journey. Like, it isn't going to be everything in my life once I finish it. And so I think for me, being able to enjoy every session and being able to enjoy being a good teammate and spending time with people who are all working towards the same goal, I think that for me was an important mindset switch, where I don't get too hung up on not having the outcomes all the time that I individually want, that sometimes you got to step a bit back and see the whole picture as a whole. Because for me, being a young player, being where I am, like, it's an achievement. And I think sometimes you put too many expectations on yourself that you can't enjoy the moment that you're in right now. So for me, it's really important to see the journey as a whole and be able to enjoy it for where I am right now.
It's good that you're recognizing that now at such a young age, not when, once you retire, because you'd hate to look back and not enjoy all this time, especially playing at Man City. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know, what have you, like, how have you grown as a player since being there?
I mean, I feel like City is a very ball type team. It's very tactical as well. So I feel like my football awareness as a whole has grown a lot. But also just being a lot more calm on the ball, like in some situations, you know, your initial reaction would just be to kick the ball away because you have no option. But I feel like you almost take more risk in holding the ball for longer so that other options open up. So I think for me, being more comfortable with the ball and, you know, playing those small passes and a bit more tiki-taka is something that I've added to my game here. It's obviously been a step up in how fast the play goes and the physicality in it, which is something that comes naturally as you stay in that environment. So for me, that's come, that's added to my game quite naturally as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what have you enjoyed most about playing with Man City?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the team. Like, we have a really nice team, a really good bunch of girls, and, you know, you can get along with everybody. And I have a couple of really good friends in the team now. So it's really nice to just be able to go to a club every day where you really enjoy being there and, you know, have really good training sessions. And even if you don't play much, like, you're still able to, you know, feel like you can get a lot out of the trainings and be with the, you know, surrounded by people that are going to support you. And even off the field, like, know that, like, you can hang out with these same people. Like, they're not just there for the work, they're also there for the experience as a whole. So I've really enjoyed being here just because of all the people that are here. Like, everyone's been super nice.
That's so nice to have that camaraderie as a team and enjoy being with each other. That's so important. I remember when we were at Man City a few years ago, we were watching you guys training and lift, doing a lift and at practice. And it was just so much, you guys were laughing so much. It was so much fun to see the energy that you all had. So that was really cool. And when we got to see a game, and it was just like the energy on the field, the fans, everything, it's such an experience. So it's a really cool environment to be a part of. So you mentioned earlier about your journey with soccer, and then it's not just like your life isn't only soccer. You're going to have something after soccer. What else are you passionate about? Like, what do you think you're going to do after you retire?
Honestly, I always like have so many ideas and they just keep on changing. But I would really like to open a cafe. I really want to learn how to do latte art really well. I'm into art in general. So latte art is something that,
oh, like the designs on the top.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm blown away by people that can do that as well.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I don't know, I just feel like when I go for a coffee and there's really nice art on it, it just makes me happy and it just makes me appreciate it. And I'm just like, if I could do that to someone else, it would be nice. And even just having the interactions with people at the cafe, I like, you know, going to a cafe sometimes, and I could maybe only have gone there 2 times, but then they already know my order. And I'm like, it feels nice. Like, you feel like people are actually noticing you. And I like that feeling that cafes can bring to people, that it can kind of be a safe place and somewhere that they enjoy going every day. So that's something that I would love to do in the future. I am also doing my PT certs in fitness at the moment. So if that gets used down the line, then that would be nice, like being able to do personal training with a few clients. I would enjoy being able to see someone work towards their goal and, you know, getting them into sport and that type of thing. So
you should put the coffee shop with the gym.
That's what I was gonna say. A little post, pre and post workout coffee. I'm here for that. The whole
trying to think, like, does that exist? It's so genius. I mean, it's either before the workout or after, it'd be great. But that is so cool. We've never heard anyone say that. And I'm just curious, have you, like, do you go to the, what is it, Talk Coffee Shop?
I haven't been there yet.
No, we went there when we went there with Janine Becky, and it was really amazing. So definitely get over there.
I've heard it's really good. I just haven't been yet. I've been to another one, Federal, and that one is just like, I love that. So I just always go there.
Love that. All right, so we're going to jump into some rapid fire questions. You don't have to think about answering so fast. Some of them will maybe have to think a little bit more about, but nothing too crazy. All right. Since you want to open a coffee shop, potentially, what is your go-to coffee order?
A cappuccino.
Can't go wrong with that.
Really can't. What are you doing on a day off?
I like to go for walks in the nature, but if it's raining here, I just stay inside.
So you stay inside a lot?
Yeah, like if it's a day off, because we don't get many, I just usually use that day to catch up on things, do some study and stuff, and call people.
So. Yeah.
Love it. Do you have a favorite drill at practice?
4v4s with big goals.
Always with the big goals. I hate the little goals.
All right, favorite team to watch? It doesn't have to be soccer.
Favorite team to watch. That's actually stumped me. Favorite team doesn't have to be soccer. I don't actually know. I don't watch a lot of other sports recently.
That's fine. Okay. Do you have a favorite athlete of all time?
I really like Simone Biles.
Oh my god, she's
a boss.
Yeah, she's a boss.
Favorite book or TV show if you don't read?
Oh, my favorite book is The Hunger Games.
So good.
Yeah.
Do you think the movie did it justice?
Yeah, actually, I think the movies were made really well.
It is amazing when they can do that, because they could really ruin. They can ruin.
Yeah, but they actually did them really well, like all three of them. Oh no, there's actually four. They split it.
Yeah. All right. If you were going to have an actress play you in a movie about your life, who would play you?
Ooh. An actress playing me. You know what? I don't know her name, but people have told me she looks, well, I look like her. She's older than me. But she's the girl in Spider-Man. There's like Zendaya, and then there's that other girl. I don't know what her name is, though. She's very pretty, though.
So I forget, but Zendaya is amazing.
Yeah, Zendaya looks nothing like me, though, so that would not work.
Awesome. Anyone on the planet looks like Zendaya.
Okay, who is the most famous person's phone number saved in your phone?
Oh, well, that's not a great question, because I don't have anyone. Famous person. I guess just Sam Kerr.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You could sell that phone number for some good money. If you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Sandwich named after me.
Are you a sandwich person?
Yeah, I eat sandwiches. I never thought of naming one after me.
What's your go-to? What would be on it?
Okay, that would be butter, then lettuce, coleslaw, chicken, cheese, and that would be nice with mayo. And that's it.
I don't know if I've ever had a sandwich with coleslaw on it, but I'm here for it.
Okay. I'm always willing to try new things, especially sandwich.
I don't know what the coleslaw tastes like over there, but in Australia, it's good.
I agree with the butter. Like, I will put butter on anything. Okay, last question. What is your biggest soccer girl problem?
Biggest soccer girl problem. I would say getting your period.
Hell yeah. It's always at the most inconvenient of times. Like, it's always a game day or just the worst training session ever. It's never convenient.
That's a good one. No one has said that one yet.
No. Oh my gosh, am I the only
we're all thinking it, but you said it. Yeah.
Yeah, they were thinking it. They just didn't say it. But all right, well, thank you so much for talking with us today. We loved learning more about you, and hopefully we get to see you play in person soon at some point. We'd love to come over to England at any moment to come watch you play.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, thank you for having me. It's been a nice chat.
Yeah, we appreciate you making time for us on your schedule.
No worries. All good.
Thanks. All right. Have a good rest of your day.